Yes, buddy. Welcome.
Yes, sir.
To Player Shine Radio. I am King Nez. I got my homie D from work and shit.
What's going on?
In the yo and shit. Welcome to the sour. Hold on. And I got the big wheel official today. Welcome to the sour power hour, buddy. What's going down, bro? This fucking music shit right here, man. We definitely having some technical difficulties on the recording music side of the game. Apparently, it's too much sauce just drizzled on my mic. I don't know what it is. Too much moisture in the microphone.
It's been a hot fire.
I got some heat on the way, ladies and gentlemen. And it's really irritating because my microphone just started acting up today. Last night, I tried to compress it and email it to the homie and shit so he could see what the fuck was going on. The whole computer just said, the computer had a digital suffocation panic attack. I don't know what the fuck it was. The bitch glitched out on me, long story short.
Yeah.
Whole song gone. I'm like, all right, I'll go back in the yo and redo it. Now I know what the fuck to do. More feeling, more passion. Nah. Motherfucking microphone. Like, it's hot. It's too much moisture. I'm made out of steel and titanium and steel wire mesh and the sensitive components and audiophonics and bullshit.
Long story short,
I can't record my shit.
Yeah.
I gotta probably go to the Guitar Center. Fortunately, I was smart enough to get everything insured. Where the average nigga be like, bro, man, fuck all that. Just give me that shit, bro.
Yeah, I don't need that shit.
Good thing you got that shit. Like, nah, because you know what? First off, women be shopping. When I say that, I mean bitches be tripping. Ain't no telling. Ain't no disrespect to nobody. Just, it's always good to have insurance. Nationwide is on my side. But anywho, one thing that's really, 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 really been pissing me off is the disrespect from these fuck niggas towards a dead man that lost his life doing something to uplift us.
Yeah.
It's a couple of you niggas out there that
goofy.
Be on Facebook. Like, I still fuck with Kodak. I still listen to Kodak. Who the fuck cares? Like, that just goes to show what type of motherfucker you is. You the type of motherfucker that support fuck niggas. No matter what they do. No matter how much bullshit they get themselves into. No matter how much bullshit come out their mouth. Even if they disrespecting dead motherfuckers, y'all still gonna ride with these motherfuckers.
Yeah.
You my homie and I feel like it's bogus. Like, I ain't finna embarrass you or nothing, but I'm gonna make sure you ain't finna put your foot in your mouth, my G. Yeah. That conversation Kodak Black had, if he was in the barbershop or wherever the fuck he was at, I don't know. That was a conversation where, real shit, you didn't have to be online talking about that. That's some shit niggas just talk about amongst each other. Some private citizens shit, like, ain't no secret or nothing like that. Niggas just chopping it up on some real shit. But it's like for you to get on Instagram live and talk about this shit like motherfuckers ain't watching this shit all across the fucking world.
And then the apology was bullshit, bro.
You wanted smoke and you got it, bro.
And he apologized, but it was like,
that really wasn't even an apology, bro. Like, if that's an apology, bro, it's like, wow, we lost. Truly, we lost. And it's these type of situations where motherfuckers got to speak up on it and call that shit out for what it is. It's whole shit. It ain't no other way around it. It's whole shit.
But yeah, people in the industry stepped up. Though. Like, Tilt stepped up, said something. You know what I'm saying? The Gang stepped up, said something. Snoop, you know what I'm saying? So people were really realizing the shit. Like, the young artists are like, no, like, morals, bro. You know what I'm saying? Like, ain't no morals no more. This shit's sad, dog.
It is. I mean,
ain't no street code.
And I appreciate them niggas for doing it, but like, y'all, they even them, they gotta realize it's like, it's not even y'all responsibility to even have to go out there on social media yourself to tell niggas about theyself. It's like, it all starts where the fuck you from and how shit go. If niggas just do whatever the fuck they wanna do 24/7 and say what they wanna say, this is, and then you give these type of niggas opportunity and money and fame, and they able to stretch that type of ideology across the world. It's like, this is the after effect. Because ain't no fucking way, like, nigga, you don't realize that years from now, you're gonna have to eat this shit yourself. It's already radio stations talking about not playing him or supporting his music. When that happened,
talented artist though, you know what I'm saying? Like,
now when that platform. Tank got on there and was like, "Yo, we both under the same label," and they kind of like saying, "You need to make a sincere, genuine apology. Like, put yourself in a shiesty ass situation. Like, yeah, you did. Like, bro, you ain't no way you get on social media. Hey, that's one thing I don't do, bro. If I got a pistol, if I got whatever." If I got something that make a motherfucker like, damn, that nigga got this, you know, I would rather it be a secret. So when it's time to use it, motherfucker, the last thing a nigga thought was, that nigga got this. Ain't no time to be flashing and showing off shit. Like, fuck all that, man. We men.
And that one thing I did have a problem with, I feel like, just on social media, but he should have hit his line direct, you know what I'm saying? Like,
that's true too. Tip the type of nigga where if he feel like he bogus,
I'm pretty sure he got a number, you know what I'm saying? Dude.
I'm pretty sure he got it. You know they got each other number. You know, the nigga said he was in Georgia. Yeah. It's just the simple fact that it's because Kodak Black went on social media with that bullshit, that's why Tip went on social media with that bullshit. What's the real shit, really?
Yeah.
The gang knew that nigga, seen that nigga often. All the time. That was his homie. They probably bust plenty moves together, helped each other, all type of shit. Niggas don't even know about behind the scenes type shit.
Yeah.
So for to be that nigga in that position and see this little nigga saying all that goofy ass shit, it's like,
man, the gang hurt for real, bro. You know what I'm
saying? Yeah, bro, nigga. I feel that nigga pain. I'm like, damn, bro, I ain't never seen big homie like in his chest like that before. Like,
yeah, bro, he hurt, bro. So, you know, he slid kind of like following the ride behind this shit. And you got nigga like Kodak doing goofy shit, you know what I'm saying, for click bass. What the fuck you doing it for? I don't know. Maybe just him. It could just be him. You know what I'm saying? I'll spend some shit like that from that 6ix9ine, click bass and all that shit, but this shit just getting out of hand, bro. This shit just getting respect milk, bro. And the nigga ain't did nothing but help the community.
Yeah.
Put people in a position that they probably would never thought they would be in, you know what I'm saying?
Just, for a nigga to hop on social media and say all that shit, it's like, you basically said, fuck all that shit, and I'ma wear your t-shirt. I'ma give your wife a year to get over it, and then I'ma slide in with my accomplishments and helping my community and all of that. And it's like, bro, you not that nigga. This not something that you can follow in the footsteps of. This is a man that's gone, that was taken in the shiestiest ways. Unfortunately, we have to move forward. So you talking this fuck shit about his wife? Like, nigga.
But be honest with you, Kodak the only one doing goofy shit, bro. Like, Future saying...
Future, I was just gonna say, Future came, he chimed in on the shit too. Like, that's what's really pissing me off. Like, where niggas could just stay focused on the grind, stay focused on the music, stay focused on the cheese coming in. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Let what happened to him be an inspiration to you type shit. No, you would rather go on social media and disrespect the dead man's wife. Like, well, what the fuck? She is fine. I fuck. Ooh.
But that ain't the time to say that. It's not that. Man ain't even in the ground.
It ain't even been a week.
He ain't even in the ground.
Like, that's the irritated part. It's like, this shit is still fresh. Blood still fresh. All of that. And these motherfuckers really making a mockery out this nigga shit. Like, you see the fuck niggas for who they is. The inspiration came in the form of seeing the gangs come together to build some solidification, unity. Let's build the
which
community.
Which you've never seen before in the West.
Never in my fucking life, bro. Mm-hmm. That was beautiful.
Yeah, we need more of that. Hopefully this tragedy keep it going, you know what I'm saying? Keep that unity going.
Let's not even call it a tragedy. Let's call it an event where it uplifted the people. It wasn't like Dr. King. When it was Dr. King, it was like, it was a sad tragedy followed by crack. You know what I'm saying? Followed by, you know what I'm saying? Separating the black man from the home and welfare.
They were premeditated.
They did that shit so cold, calculated, bro. That was premeditated.
The whole scheme of that. We're going to do this, we're going to do this, and we're going to do this. Now, I can relate Nip's death to maybe Pop as it impacted people, you know what I'm saying? Like, it's really hurt our culture. So I
to lose these type of people?
Yeah.
Especially Bob Marley.
Bob, yeah.
It was real.
That's a culture shock, bro.
Niggas was real, bro. The real ones get their head knocked off. I was on Facebook today, that nigga, Al Sharpton was admitting he was an informant. He was a rat.
Oh, Al Sharpton?
Al Sharpton.
I believe.
When he was the fat nigga with the long perm.
Probably got Maluki killed.
Bro. All the real ones got murked. The fuck niggas got TV deals and commercial deals and political jobs. Political positions and shit, influence in the African American community to an extent. We don't really fuck with that nigga like that. We don't really fuck with them like that. The fact that black news is taking over through YouTube and getting more numbers, competing with CNN and Fox News and all of that shit. The Tariq Nasheeds, the Lisa Cabreras, I got a million of them. All I'm saying is, when shit like this happen, they expect for us to just be on bullshit and tear our own shit up and set ourselves back years and keep killing and robbing and treating each other like fuck niggas. That's what they want. When they see us coming together on some peaceful shit, that's when America gets scared. Shit about to get crazy. Y'all finna see a lot of wild shit.
But if you think about it, bro, America has scared our culture so bad, bro, that we don't really have... We have leaders that scared to lead because of the consequences of what could happen.
I ain't even gonna say that they scared. It's just based off of the lessons after lesson after lesson that was learned and taught and displayed. It's like, how can I lead if I'm only leading to get shot in the midst of getting to the actual mission, the actual goal? Dr. King wasn't just marching for us to go to school and segregate schools and shit. He was marching so we can get that check.
And he killed him. When he started talking about money and economy, that's when they killed Martin Luther King.
Yeah, motherfucker, really got to break this shit down.
I think his last speech before he died, he was talking about, like, economy.
There's a lot of conspiracies around Nipsey right now as far as how he died and why he died. Documentaries about Dr. CB and whatnot, like... It's all type of shit.
Nipsey actually would live an American dream, bro, for real. Think about it, bro. Coming from the gutter to making millions.
Something.
Still being in the community and still being impactful, bro. He was living with Tupac with Preacher. And that shit I don't know, it's hard, bro. I'm not even the biggest Nipsey fan. I'm not gonna just be like, I listen to every album, but bro was on, you could tell real, recognize real. And you could tell if you listen to interviews, man was real, bro. Like, thoroughbred, real. So, and that's rare these days.
Yeah, his music was dope as fuck, too.
That's rare these days, bro.
That type of nigga where, had you had a chance to be in the same room or chop it up with a nigga just for the one time, like, you never forgot it.
You would have learned something.
You would have learned, you would have took something away from that. You know what I'm saying? It applied to the life, probably would have changed your life. Like, he probably would have planted the seed in your head. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. But to comment on these niggas that's just focused on his wife and what they could do for her and all that extra goofy ass shit, it's like, bro, that nigga Kodak weird in a sense where they got this video of this nigga getting prayed over by a Jewish rabbi. Like, he doing a ritual over him, hitting him with some type of little broom and shit, and reciting Jewish dialect over this nigga. This nigga Kodak is taking it. Like, he's so good at it. Like, what the fuck is you doing? Like, is this what it looked like when you sell out? Is this what it looked like when you sign your name on the line to get all of this money in exchange for...
It's not even that. I feel like he's just ignorant to the point that he don't even think about shit like that.
They think he better than Pac.
He from the project, bro. He from the project.
That is no excuse.
If you don't know, you can't do better. He don't know. He don't know shit.
When you got money, when you see the world, your mind opened up more. You know what I'm saying? Now, let's say you took a trip to Africa and you come back. Your whole outlook and view of life gonna change.
Yeah, absolutely.
You know what I'm saying? It's like, ain't no fucking way this nigga just refusing to, like, mentally and spiritually mature, I want to say. Like, mature into the young man that he is. You know what I'm saying? Knowing, controlling what come out this nigga mouth, knowing what the fuck he talking about type shit. Like, I feel like it really ain't no excuses when it come down to that. You can't compare yourself to other people and say that you better than this and better. Like, okay, you know what? I respect that you say you better than. You view yourself like you that cold. You doing
it. You supposed to have confidence in yourself.
Confidence exuberates motherfuckers. You know what I'm saying? Confidence is key. Confidence, when applied in the right situation, can have you come out on top. Or for the most part, in first place. Or your confidence can get you caught up.
Yeah,
your confidence can get you with some fuck shit. Your confidence in how you look is stupid as fuck.
In our culture these days, I can go hold up quick.
When it comes to us being men, our confidence and our ego is like our nuts. If a motherfucker just tap him the wrong way, that shit,
it triggers something.
It's gonna be an issue. You know what I'm saying?
We gotta get back to the point of being humble when stuff like that do happen. So when you can't let words move you, you know what I'm saying? Like, somebody say something about you and you react to it, they got control of it. So you gotta, if shit like that going on, people talking and you react to what people saying, bro, like, I don't know, it's a mindset, I feel like.
I like what you just said. That's deep. Like, a mother, like, man, fuck them shoes, man. Them shoes ugly as fuck.
You got the option
to react to that.
Nah, it's in your ballpark.
Or you could be like, okay. Well, nigga, your head little. And keep about shit.
Well, okay, that's what we're doing, like, bro. Hey. You gotta think, bro. When you get to the age, you got kids and
ain't got time for that bullshit, that petty in my chest fuck shit. Like, nigga, I'm
more worried about your bank account
fuck.
At that point. You more worried about your bank account, your finances, like. You just try to make it every day. So it's like, I ain't finna let no nigga trick me out of no shit, like, by words and
not
joking and all this shit. Like, because you know what you, if you're real, you know what you want.
That's real shit. And I appreciate that too. Like, that's deep.
You know what you want. But everybody got that mindset. Everybody, some people materialistic, you know what I'm saying? Some people like that. I do like nice stuff. I ain't gonna sit up and say I don't like the J's or I don't want to rock Gucci and stuff like that because it's nice stuff. But at the same time, like, nigga, you gotta balance that shit. Like,
you gotta be reasonable.
Yeah, you can't let niggas like just.
There's niggas that's focused on, like, I don't mean to stay on this nigga, but this the topic right now. Yeah. Like, the nigga, you know, this nigga materialistic in a sense, in so many ways, like. You got the help the community around your neck, on your fist, and on your wrist. Not to say that motherfuckers govern what you do with your money. You do what you do, but don't try to claim what the next motherfucker all been doing since probably you was a little kid, bro. Mm-hmm. Since before you was born type shit. Like, niggas been in impact. If it's a different love if you go to your hood, like, niggas fuck with you because you Kodak Black and you famous. Niggas fuck with Nipsey because he was an actual impact. Mm-hmm. It go beyond the Cali borders,
your
my
local,
nigga.
Your local shit.
Nigga, this shit global. Like, this nigga Nipsey made it to seeing, like, I ain't saying that Kodak ain't nothing. Like, Kodak got bars. Kodak got good songs and all
he's
that shit.
He's a good artist.
Yeah, but it's like, dope, you know what's crazy? It's a million Kodak Blacks out here. and you'll never know about them. They only need one. It's a million motherfuckers just like that nigga, probably more wild and got more bars than that nigga, but they don't need them. They already found what they was looking for, and they working with what the fuck they got. You know what I'm saying? When I say they, I'm talking about the motherfuckers that whoever he getting his money from,
label,
whoever in charge of him when he get caught up in situations and they gotta bail him out of jail. And
I'm pretty sure his label got clamped on the shit he doing now.
This nigga facing that rape case.
Yeah, the label take a lot of back blows, so they got control of the artists. So I'm pretty sure he didn't have to talk with the label about his comment. And you know what I'm saying? Radio station starts talking about not playing you.
Yeah, Take said that they under the same label.
Yeah.
So he gonna have to apologize when they go drop you, bro. Like they don't give a fuck. Like they fucking that shit a long way, bro.
Yeah.
You've offended an entire state
and your own people
with your own ignorance
and your own people, bro. You
know how it's sometimes it's okay to be ignorant. Like I may be ignorant to the fact that
ride a motorcycle or something.
You know what I'm saying? I may be ignorant to how to ride a motorcycle, mainly because I've never ridden a motorcycle before.
Exactly.
You know what I'm saying?
Same concept. Like you, somebody who's been riding Harleys for years, and you just hopping on, they were like, "What the fuck you doing? Like, he ain't putting the pad down right." Like, you know what I'm saying?
Exactly.
That's because you don't know.
But this the type of ignorance where
it's a difference.
Will you say, "Man, look, I don't even give a fuck." Woo. Like, that go beyond ignorance. That's just fuckboyism.
Yeah.
That's a trait. How dare you? Like even mention or speak on this nigga shit, like bro,
you don't know nobody around. You know what I'm saying? It just I don't know, bro. This is a conversation about our culture though. You know what I'm saying? Like, but like you said, it's a million Kodak Blacks, bro. So that means a million ignorant motherfuckers, probably.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying,
bro.
And that impacts our culture around the world, bro. So we gotta like try to figure this shit out to get them from that mind state.
America figure out a way to market that bullshit.
That's a scary thing.
They marketed through, you know what? I could even fuck them niggas, man. They market this shit through avenues like World Star and shit like that. The world watches World Star. You can catch a motherfucker in Japan, don't know a lick of English, but
you watch the world.
They see some cracking ass shit. World Star! Straight like that. And we be seen and shown in the most provocative ways. Just wow, this is how they act. This is who they are. We degraded to the 10th power, my nigga.
Yeah. And I don't want to sound like that old nigga, because I'm really young, bro. I'm 26, you know what I'm saying? But I can tell. Shit ain't what it was,
bro. If telling the truth sound old, then I'm an old ass nigga, bro. I can't, cause I do this shit myself, and it's like I'm comparing these fuck niggas in the game to this college cheat scandal where the parents just pay for their kids' education. Like you niggas,
somebody just paid
you niggas to sponsor to this shit, cause a lot of you niggas out here sucking dick behind the scenes and getting prayed over, you know what I'm saying, on some ball worship shit, on the ball worship side of the game. Like, you niggas weird as fuck.
Weird.
And it shows in these type of situations. Not to say that the world is perfect. Motherfuckers ain't gonna be goofy. It's just because we have more access and more different avenues to get on this shit. At the tap of a finger, we can own a watch, whatever the fuck. We can make a comment on Facebook or reply to some bullshit, like, and keep the bullshit going. Like, it's literally moving right now as we speaking.
They said, I feel like they said, I heard it on some show the other day, but they were like, social media is probably the worst thing since television.
Yeah.
It's like, social media is like TV times 10 on steroids.
That shit crazy.
Social media is like a power force, bro. Like,
social media is a weapon.
Yeah, bro.
And it shows.
You can either use it for good or for bad. It's how you use your social media. But
there's a lot of people.
Some people use it to troll.
It's a lot of people on my timeline that be trolling like a motherfucker.
You know what I'm saying?
And somebody put on there, what they say? say about this? They said something disrespectful. Like, yeah, it was, she was like, I'm still listening to Kodak Black. I mean, Kodak Black, I don't care. I don't care. Let's argue. Ooh.
He got fans that rock with him the long way now. You know what I'm saying?
I ain't telling his fans to just say, fuck Kodak Black. I ain't telling Kodak Black fans to, I ain't on none of that shit. I'm just stating facts.
Hey, you take it for
Kodak dude. Black is a fuck boy.
Okay. But at the same time, I feel like we shouldn't. We gotta like try to help him. You know what I'm saying? Like, we can just sit here and say, oh, he's stupid, he's ignorant. But somebody gotta fix that. It gonna take somebody he gotta relate to like try to, hey, bro, like, come on, straighten up. Like, yeah, you can yell at him and threaten him and do all this shit on social media, but he probably need a real OG, bro. He probably got no.
I got a little brother that irritating as fuck, shiesty as fuck, be stealing, doing all type of wild ass shit. And as much as it hurt that I gotta fuck with him from a distance, the animosity that I wish I didn't have on my heart towards this nigga is like, if I feel that way towards my own brother, you know, you wouldn't understand it the way I understand it, because until I actually give you details on who we are, where we come from, what we've been through, all of that, you're only going to be on the outside looking in until I actually open the door and invite you in, get the shoes off, this is the living room, that's the living room, that's the kitchen, you know what I'm saying? You ain't going to know. But that's what the fuck going on, you know? So, like, when it comes to these niggas that I don't know or really don't fuck with or even listen to like that, whenever I happen to hear from these niggas, it's during a time where some crazy shit, some disrespectful, shiesty shit just happened. And this is your way of paying homage to a man that he did nothing but do things to uplift and see his people strive and progress. Like, we can get on Facebook and on Instagram and talk shit and make memes and post and all of that shit and get into little Facebook arguments and shit and get mad at motherfuckers, but when it boiled down to it, it's like a life was lost, a life was taken for no reason. If it was taken for anything, it was because he was doing the right thing. Niggas can take that message any way they want to. They can be conspiracy theorists to whatever degree and level. But it's like, when it boiled down to it, he gone. And it's not that he just gone. It's like, us as people, like, look at ourselves. Like, what is we doing? Like, to benefit for the future. Especially, don't be a parent out here. You got plenty of kids, and all you focused on is clubbing and shaking your ass every weekend and being in a nigga face. Like, don't be one of them. My niggas, don't be out here, you know what I'm saying, just living off the bitches and shit and settling for that mediocre life and shit. You know what I'm saying? Take that time to apply yourself, you know what I'm saying, and utilize the free Wi-Fi internet. Don't just play PS2 all day. Like, nigga, like, really fill out some cold-ass job motherfucking papers and shit, some motherfucking job applications and shit. Apply yourself, my nigga. Make a way for yourself, because you have the mindset to comprehend what your reality is. It's just based off of your fixes, your thing, your vice. It could be in the form of a blunt, some cocaine, some heroin, some pussy, gambling, whatever the fuck you do. It's like, just apply that same energy towards lifting your own self up. Like Big Chris said, pick yourself up. Ain't nobody helping no broke ass nigga. Ain't nobody finna do shit for a nigga that ain't finna do nothing for himself. Which ties back into my little brother. It's like, as much as I love this young man and I want to help him, it's like, I can't love him and want to help him more than he loves himself and want to help himself.
Yeah.
And it's just not going to work.
Yeah.
When you say you want to help people, it's like, if he on a cliff And the only reason he on the cliff is because he put himself on the cliff and he keep putting himself lower and lower to a point where it's impossible for you to reach him. And by the time you can reach him, if you do reach him, you might fall too.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Shit get wild. It's like, those are life lessons that God teaches. Like, right when we think we got everything figured out and we know everything, that's when God just flip everything up and they got no choice but to be humble. Like, bro, whoa.
Yeah.
Acknowledge this. Like, and it get deep, bro, because you hold it in and you bottle it in and all of that, and you walk around with this chip on your shoulder and this S on your chest. You want to be on bullshit and you feel like you entitled to doing that. You have the right to do that. You have the right to treat your family members and do motherfuckers that love you wrong. It's only so much motherfuckers gonna take before motherfuckers just don't fuck with you like that.
Yeah. You know? We got people, I mean, I think everybody got people like that in their family that come.
Everybody
I got,
do.
I got uncles, bro, I don't talk to. I ain't talked to them in years, bro, because they on some fuck shit.
You gotta let them be on that fuck shit by themselves.
Yeah, and you gotta let them come to reality that, hey, I'm fucked up. You know what I'm saying? And then
until a nigga actually walk to you and tell you that shit.
Hey man, I was kind of fucked up for that. Like, that's what I be wanting to hear from niggas. Like, if I cut you off, if I ever cut anybody out of my life, bro, it's because I'm on a positive note and I'm on a positive trend right now in my life. So negative people in your circle, that shit going, it like common denominator. You got more negatives than positive. You fucking up, you know what I'm saying?
Gotta get those squares out of the circle.
Gotta get it right, bro. So it like
real shit.
It ain't no harm. Ain't no. I don't like you. I don't fuck with you.
I believe in peace, harmony, and balance.
Yeah.
In the midst of the reality that not just me, but we living in.
Mm-hmm.
And the reality is, I have to go to work. I have to clock in. I have to listen to my manager. I have to stand right here. I have to. But when the weekend come, nigga, I'm addressing all of this shit. Like, hey, so that once I decompress and woosah this shit out, who knows? Like, I'm going back to my city. I might bump into him. I want to be Zazz. But when I see him, he might be doing bad. He might be fucked up. He might be hurting. Might have got himself into some hoe-ass shit. And just the mere sight of this nigga just might hurt my heart, cause naturally and genuinely, like, if I fucks with you, nigga, no, get off your fucking knee, nigga.
Yeah.
Come on, nigga, here.
Yeah.
Come on.
Together,
you know what I'm saying? Like, but it's like, for the most part, my nigga, I'm at that point with the world where excuses belong in the trash.
Mm-hmm.
It's either we gonna elevate this culture shit in a direction where we are able to be an impact and not just influence our people with the Molly Percocet, but genuinely lift our people up with understanding of how money works and operates, how to invest, how to cultivate the land, my nigga. You know what I'm saying? Like, do real genuine shit that you can pass down generation after generation. I know to a lot of young niggas that might not seem like shit, but did you know that same amount of money in your pocket, nigga, that's nothing compared to having land. Like,
yeah.
What happened if your land sitting on something valuable, like a gold mine or something? You know what I'm saying? Like,
or you never know. But it happening though, bro. You can see the culture switch. Cause I was watching an interview on Lil Baby, bro, and he was saying he was investing his money into like complexes and building his neighborhood back up.
That's what's up.
So you know what I'm saying? Just seeing that from a new artist coming in the game.
J. Cole too.
Yeah, putting money back into their community and building up. Cause they already know a gentrification coming.
Why now, not? Now when I speak on this, I hope I don't got motherfuckers that's listening to me thinking I'm throwing every rapper under the bus. Like, every entertainer.
Oh, no.
Every motherfucker with money under the bus. You know what I'm saying? Like, shout out to the motherfuckers that move in silence.
Yeah.
Y'all ain't got nothing to do with what I'm talking about. Y'all keep doing what the fuck y'all been doing. You know, shout out to you niggas. I respect. And it's truly an inspiration for when I get to where I need to be. And I'm able to do the things that actually provide joy and stability for the community. Not just the community, but goddamn it,
Yeah, we can say it. Our community, bro.
We.
The black community been down for so long, bro. And we knew this, bro. Like, since, like, crack cocaine hit America, bro. Every black neighborhood has been like this. It's time for a change, bro. It's time for our neighborhoods to get better schools. It's time for our neighborhoods to get more opportunities for us. It's time for this. So, it I is. Mean, it's just shit coming full circle, bro. Like,
ain't it crazy how it's 2019. We, so far, we've been up, we've been down. Motherfuckers getting locked up, all type of little scandals, all type of little racist shit. Rest in peace to the recent lynching victims and shit. We had a little lynch situation. A noose at our job was found and shit. Like, just wow. Like, damn. And the whole time all this shit happened, we all in agreement as a unit at work that, nigga, we getting this money.
Yeah.
And if they try it, I got this fucking hot gun.
If you wanna find something, push your hand with. But see, like, ain't no violent though. But look, though, we got protect yourself. We got protect yourself. But yeah, man, like you said, bro, 2019, we still got shit like that going on. And then, you know, other little shit that don't make major news, but they probably make your local news. But you know what I'm saying? It like, it's too much of that going on.
It's too much.
It's just time for a change, bro.
Niggas put more energy and effort into taking niggas shit. Niggas put more energy and effort into
getting street cred and
hating on the nigga and what he got going on, and because he not doing that, or because he didn't think of that, and because he getting all the attention, that make motherfuckers feel some type of way. Like me, I like to dress nice. A lot of motherfuckers, some people, you know what I'm saying, when they see me, they take that shit in a whole nother direction. Especially if they don't know me. Like, I remember when I was by my homie house, we was watching a fight. I forgot who the fuck it was. We was like two different fights. And I came through with a gallon of Crown Royal maple syrup. Shit tastes like pancakes. I was faded off that bitch. But I came through, you know, I was crispy, had the little watch and ring, blue shoes, some jeans, little blue and yellow shirt with the Milwaukee Brewers hat, blue and yellow.
Got a rub.
Buddy homie was over there. Damn, bro, you crispy little motherfucker, bro. This went on for like 30 minutes down there. So I looked at my homie like, bro, what's up with your mans, bro? He was like, oh, no, bro. Like, he don't want me. Hey. Let me find out, bro. Like, hey, I ain't come here for that. Like, I ain't accusing Buddy of nothing, but it's like, it's that type of attention that I don't be seeking. Like, I be appreciating comments and all of that shit, but, you know, some people be doing too much, you know what I'm saying? And that's when I get uncomfortable.
Yeah, I'm like, nah,
yeah. Yeah, okay, so I'm gonna go ahead and get from around this nigga. Something to him, bro.
Yeah, I ain't. I mean,
I ain't gonna say I appreciate it no more.
Yeah,
fuck all that.
But yeah, I ain't random no situation like that.
Yeah, it'd be random shit. It'd be random shit
like that though. It'd be like, you know what I'm saying? They'd be watching you more than bitches in the club. Like, what the fuck?
That's why I don't be going to the club, bro. Like, bro, that shit ain't cool to me.
Man, that shit.
I'm like, bro, it is too many. Look at this ad, sir. There is a whole ass wobble. Look. Wow. Bro,
when I ride by the club, I see a line. All I see a line of ducks out there. Like, bro, y'all just out here. They gonna hold the door. You know the routine at the club, bro. Like, why put yourself in that shit, bro?
Shit,
I'm not gonna, like, you know what I'm saying? You club, but that just ain't me. You know what I'm saying? I'm more kickback.
If I go, I'm going exclusive. Like, my homie plugged in.
We going on skip line, VIP. You know what I'm saying? About go.
But fuck all that standing line shit, my nigga. Like, no, I'm good. I'll see you niggas tomorrow.
Yeah.
I'm
just trying to get in, not the motherfucker. Have a good time.
Yeah, in the process. Business.
You Smith, but man, the club scene ain't just, it ain't like what it used to be back in the 90s and shit. Like, people actually dancing and shit. Like, people dance in club, but we got more side shit going on in club. I ain't gonna even lie, bro. I almost lost my life in Virginia, bro. Like, seriously, bad news. Like, you look at that shit in Virginia, bro. That shit, it called Newport News, but everybody call it bad news. But man, look,
my homie from Virginia,
shit, we're all done, bro. And they started busting in the club, bro. I mean, it dark in the club already, so you hear gunshots in that bitch, you don't know where to run. You just trying to get out the way, so. You got stampedes of people running over each other. It was serious, bro.
It was scary.
That shit get your adrenaline rushing. Then you get outside the club, and they come through spraying, like, anybody could have died that night, bro.
God definitely was with you, bro.
Yeah, bro. Yeah, absolutely, but you know what I'm saying? That turned me away from, for real, like, no more club.
I ain't never went to the club and experienced that, thankfully,
bro.
But to be in the type of situation where your life flashes before your eyes is like a terrible experience.
It's traumatizing. Because you thinking about your mama, like, you can't die. Like, you can't die tonight. Like, that's all I was thinking the whole time. I can't die tonight. Not like this, you know what I'm saying? Like, damn, like, what my mama gonna think? What, you know what I'm saying? What they gonna, who gonna hit a new bird?
Fuck all that.
All that shit running through my mind at the time. But you know what I'm saying? Like, seriously, like, from me falling out the door, getting stomped on, people stomping on each other, getting out the door all the time, I'm thinking, like, if my mama can't find out I died like this, you know what I'm saying? Like, hell no, not like this. Everybody thinking that shit probably. It's, you know what I'm saying?
I bet you that's what everybody was thinking. Everybody went into panic mode at the same time. Bro, went from one specific area at the same time. Like, nigga, it's gonna be all type of shit going down.
Yeah, it probably, it was females crying, bro. Like, it had to be, like, consoled, bro. You know what I'm saying? They don't know what to do in that situation. They just out in the club having a good time. Shit was real. But anyway, yeah, the culture just, it's, hopefully this shit get better.
I can say that when I came to Atlanta and I saw how the nightlife was out there.
It's different. It's way different.
Compared to my city, it was like, damn, bro, I ain't never been to an atmosphere where plenty niggas was just kicking it and focusing on the bitches like they supposed to and not in each other's face. And it was all cool. It was all respect. It was all love type shit.
You got that still, but it ain't like that on the level. It's like, there's so many places to go and do shit. Like,
it was so many different places to go. And it seemed like no matter what side of town you went out, like, it was smooth. For me, it was, you know what I'm saying? Like, I wasn't the type of nigga that was trying to be everywhere. It's just whenever we did go somewhere, it was just awesome.
Yeah.
Just coming through for the one time. Like, oh, okay. You know what I'm saying? Especially when I was performing and shit. It's like, that shit used to be fun as fuck.
Yeah, I'm from Georgia, man. Born and raised. Shout out to 229, you know what I'm saying? That's our area code. South Georgia. But yo. Know,
that shit real, bro.
I want to appreciate you for having me on the South Power Hour, by the way. You know,
ladies and gentlemen, you are listening to Player Shine Radio, and this is the Sour Power Hour Buddy. Yes, bitch, man. Hell yeah, it's all good, bro. Like, I be having my homie on this motherfucker. You know, he don't really be talking like that. He just do a lot of listening and shit. Like, this is a session. Like, nigga, they gonna dig this. Who is D from work? Hey, like I was telling y'all earlier, like, I had some fucking technical difficulties recording today and last night. It was smooth until I tried to send it, and I made sure I saved it. It's just when the computer crashed.
Oh, yeah, we doing that music shit, too.
That motherfucker just went blue and was like, oops, yeah, our bad. It was like 50%, 30%, 40%.
We will get it right, though.
Have to bust this shit down. We gonna bring it back. Like, I got some bangers on the way. Y'all gonna love me. I promise you, you're gonna love me for a long time.
Yeah, that's something else.
Yeah. And shout out to them niggas on Facebook, man. Mm-hmm. Be saying wild ass goofy ass shit.
Oh, some of that shit be funny as fuck, and then some of y'all just be reaching. Like y'all trying to get the cereal off the top shelf, like too much. Mm-hmm. You was too short for that reach.
I just want us for one good year. I can't even say what year. I want to see us, like, what do you call it?
Like on some back-to-back shit, like, help lift each other up and keep it going. Mm-hmm. On some wave ripple effect shit. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Like, why not?
No, you want to see the culture. Same. That's what you want. Like, that's where you expect to see the culture go.
I like to see that because, like, put it like this. Let's say I was on, like, put out a song, got on, and all that shit. Motherfuckers know me. I ain't the type of nigga where I'm just fucking with industry niggas. Like, I know what the real talent is. I'm fucking with my niggas. You know what I'm saying? The same way that nigga sent me that shit. Okay, this how we gonna sauce that bitch up, and I'm gonna apply my resources to it. You know what I'm saying? I'm gonna make sure motherfuckers getting paid for what the fuck they do and they work. Everybody get this shit going around the whole motherfucking table. You know what I'm saying? If you wanna sign to my shit, you can sign to my shit. Like, right now, I'm mainly focused on building and doing it the right way, like a strong, solid ass foundation. My shit won't topple. I'm praying over everything.
Everything getting blessed. Mm-hmm.
Real shit,
man. That's what motherfuckers be failing. Like,
you build it, some motherfuckers choose to build their foundation on rocks. Some motherfuckers choose to build their foundation on sand. Step into the future, man.
Yeah. Shit might be different.
It's much easier than they think, man.
You need people to get out and vote, too, bro. Like, election finna start coming up. You gotta start listening to these politicians and see what the fuck they're talking about, man.
It's finna look like a URL smack battle.
Yeah.
That's what it's finna look like.
But y'all see what the fuck we got last time.
Like, Amy Geiger gave away $100 million to Saudi Arabia for a war that they didn't even win. And now we're in debt. Do you really want her to be the next president?
Elizabeth Warren. She said she was an Indian.
Yeah, all type of shit.
Like bro,
what her politics? Do you got anything? I'm really wanting this to, like, I was listening to Charlamagne too. He was like, he talked to a lot of these candidates and shit. He like, what y'all black agenda is, like, what y'all have planned for black people in general? Like, we want reparations. We need reparations. How you feel about this? You know what I'm saying? And someone, you know what I'm saying, talking good shit. But someone just talking shit, you know what I'm saying?
All of them, like, talking shit, bro.
It's that time of year, they talking shit.
It's all about tangibles. We need tangibles. Like, we need motherfuckers that's really finna get in this office. And when you come to our hood, you come to our churches, anybody that try to endorse you and make us and give us this image that we need to vote for this person. Mm-hmm. If you not full swinging, 100%, I'm for you. I'm finna get y'all reparations. Everything that's owed to y'all, make me president, and I will make it happen.
Of the mule on the arm, my shit.
Whatever Abraham Lincoln promised us, we gon' flip that and transition that into some futuristic shit, and then we gon' multiply that times
400 years.
You know what I'm saying? Plus overtime. That's an extra 400 years.
Plus overtime.
Shit.
We still on the clock.
Y'all got down there half the most of the world.
Shit.
Okay.
Y'all in trillions.
It's like, you gonna have to do something because I'm tired of people speaking around it, mm-hmm. beating around the bush, making it seem like they saying black, but it ain't. They just said the color. It ain't got shit to do
minorities
with.
Or whatever the fuck.
Know it damn well we ain't no fucking minorities.
How y'all the minorities. How the fuck? Thing.
How the fuck the black population stay the same for years? Like, get the fuck out of here.
They the minorities, bro. Like, for real, white people
I
are
just
minorities.
Seen too
bro.
Many niggas in my lifetime. Like, I done been to festivals and I done seen a lot of white people.
Yeah,
I got dizzy.
But no,
we come to the hood. That is y'all festival. What you talking about?
That's real shit, bro. How motherfuckers be failing to realize, man? Like,
we
as a politician,
and we got this shit, bro. Like, black people as a general, we got this shit, bro. We got intelligent black people, bro.
I want black people not to just be focused on voting. I want black people to focus on the crooked and shady tactics that these politicians use to worm their way into office by voter suppression, gerrymandering.
That's why you gotta keep listening to what the fuck they saying, because
pay attention, exactly what y'all was finna say. Pay attention to what they saying and what's now being termed as hyperbole, which is over exaggerating bullshit. Like if you say if you got $2 million when you tell I got 10 million, like yeah, you know, it's there, you know, I can do this and that. Like it's pay attention to what's going on. You know what I'm saying? Pay attention to what they saying. I never tell you, man, if you black and you vote, you stupid. Like, no, if you black and you vote, you utilizing the right that according to the Corporation of America, you entitled to. So, I mean,
and I was on that hopefully side, bro. I don't know, bro. I was on that side, like, man, that shit don't count. They all both don't count.
That's what I felt, too.
I felt like that. I'm serious.
You know
like
what?
That.
Technically, you're right, because it's still an issue of...
Y'all finna,
college. I'm glad you said that shit.
They didn't cancel that shit.
The fact that y'all finna encourage us to get out and vote. And even if we vote, it all boiled down to 300 people in the electoral college.
You got Russia tampering with the shit. You know, he said, oh, he got bought off. But remember, Russia got that nigga high, bro. Russia did that shit, bro. And it,
that's the reason I want to reveal the Mueller report. They're making a big deal about it. It's a lot of shit in there that we ain't supposed to see. They gotta edit the Mueller report for the public. So, with them saying that they gotta edit it for the public so that it don't cause any security threats, they let me know that this nigga was on some fuck shit.
Yeah.
He don't want nobody to see his taxes, but he be calling everybody else out of their shit. Like,
you don't know you don't got nothing filed, bro.
And they had his head about that. Like, we want to see that shit. You bullshitting. Lame ass nigga bullshit, bro.
You still ain't seen his tax return, bro. You know how long they been trying to get his tax return?
Forever.
That's how they gonna be with this fucking Mueller report, bro. You gonna be waiting forever to get that shit.
Bro. I'ma just let God work, because
it's...
I could give my thoughts on what I see happening and forecast some shit that'll never take place and sound goofy as hell. Mm-hmm. All I'm gonna say is... I don't hate our president. I feel like it's a good thing that he in office showing the shit that they've been doing. Like, is he doing the same shit that's already been done? Except
he's exposing.
The way he doing it, he not a president. He messy with it.
Yeah, he's exposing.
Like, if he was a butler, if he was in butler school, he would have failed. But they would have passed it because his daddy was cool.
Yeah.
And he always, whenever he bring the drinks in, he always fuck it up.
Yeah, drop two or three.
He one of them niggas. With the pot, you know what I'm saying? So it's like, when we see, he said that fans, he said that,
sounds
fans,
from,
he said
wind
fans get you cancer. It's like, there you have it, B. There you have it.
You just showing your ass,
bro. Like, my nigga is serious. Ass, my president is a motherfucking fool.
That boy had takes some lights. He was one of those students that had to leave class. Like, okay, let's take Billy out of the class. Because he had to take a special class.
Billy had to stay in one class all day. He didn't even get to go outside for recess with the rest of the kids. Like, man, you got to play by yourself, Billy.
This is who we got as president.
Kids are worried about you.
You do weird stuff out there. Playing glue and eating glue and shit. Hey, man. Yeah, our president, like, it just blatantly, though. He blatantly, this man lied about what his daddy was from. He said his daddy was from Europe or some shit.
Dad, I feel like my dad's from Germany,
this
I think, right?
He was
like, my dad from Germany, right? Yeah, anyway, yeah. Nice little child. I'm like, bro, who talks like my nigga?
Bro, his dad is.
His staff couldn't defend it. It was like, so what did he have to say about what he said? He was like, I can't, I don't have a comment for that. I'm out of here. Fuck him on first.
She probably gonna have a drink. She
gonna go to the bar. This nigga said, what?
Yo,
Yo, yes, B. I know they beat.
Bro, I love it.
I know they got to hate their job, bro. I know they like, we finna go into some shit today.
It'd be crazy because every time I hear from, every time I hear from Trump, it's on some Seth Meyer, Trevor Noah shit. And then they'll make a joke out of it. Then it'd be real. It'd be a real story. Like, he really, and they go ham on the president, bro.
Listen, I can't even make this shit up, bro. Like, they really be like, I cannot make this shit up, bro.
Like, bro, he not only just a total fuck boy.
He is.
He's of the opposite the race.
Worst. Oh, he's the worst president in history.
No.
He ain't the worst president in history.
Bro. No, don't say that. Mm-mm.
It's close. Definitely the dumbest president.
For you to say Donald Trump is the worst president ever, you basically saying that you forgive George Bush for letting Katrina happen to all those black people.
Or Reagan. Yeah, Reagan.
Or any other president any other president that never pushed for the reparation of black people that they are.
Oh, the most evil president.
All I'm saying is,
now Reagan down where?
What happened with 9/11? The truth came out. It's just some motherfuckers accept it, some motherfuckers don't.
I mean, y'all let these niggas take flight classes and shit, and y'all know what the fuck going on. These niggas take flight classes.
America. How the fuck do y'all let two airplanes enter our flying space?
No
airspace. I should say.
You supposed to have jets coming to shoot them bitches down.
Before they even made it over the ocean. Before they made it any... No, ain't no fucking way. But hey, like I said, he ain't the worst president. He's good at fucking up what they trying to finesse. That's what he doing right now. He fucking up what they trying to finesse.
They can't get in the way right now.
This whole border wall shit is some bullshit. He said that Mexico was supposed to build it. Who building it? America.
Bad boy.
He trying to shut the border down because he's saying that these motherfuckers, it's too many. Y'all ain't doing nothing about the immigrants and these migrants and these boo boo.
Bro, he can't do that shit because it's gonna be millions of trillions of dollars we lose in a day.
Everything come through the border.
Everything
bro.
Come through Mexico. Bro.
Like, bro, you ain't shutting shit down. This money, nigga. If you shut this down, you basically just suffocate.
If they close the border, we won't have no avocado in a week.
Them white people went ham. Them motherfuckers protesting in front of the White House.
Yeah.
White avocado toast with signs everywhere. Niggas was not playing, bro. I know how them white people fucked up, bro. Like, I don't got nothing against avocado.
And my thing is planes, bro. Can people not fly from Mexico to the United States?
It's not that.
Is there no airports in Mexico?
It's plenty. They got an airport. Mexico not hurting. It's just Mexico is connected to America.
It's so easy to cross that.
It's so many countries that used to be a part of Mexico that's now America.
Yeah.
So it's like when you say you finna have a wall from here to here, it's like, bro. I ain't saying it can't be done. It's just structurally speaking, it's like, okay, over time, like, you gotta realize, like, Mexican people are resilient people. Like, they find a way. Like, you're not finna deny people that's already being denied. They trying to come here for a better life, and you trying to deny. Watch this.
It's gonna get worse, bro. They finna go to war about that shit. Mexican have missiles flying, bro. The cartel, bro.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is the first time in Sour Power history where we chopped that shit up for an hour straight, and we can still keep going with this shit, but unfortunately, it is only a minute and a half left, and I just want to thank y'all for tuning in to the Sour Power Hour, and I promise you, I'll see you next week, or whenever the fuck I feel like it. B, I appreciate you for coming through and sliding through, my nigga, man. Man, this bitch, man. Real shit.
Sir.
Yes, buddy.